Joining us now on the Bob's Steak and Chop House hotline, he's one of the best in the business at covering college football. We've had him on this station numerous times, and we do so again live from Frisco. Fox Sports' Bruce Feldman joins us now. Bruce, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, guys. Good to be on with you.
Thank you so much, Bruce. And this isn't your first time to be near, to speak with, or to hear from Tom Herman, of course. But what were your initial impressions from hearing Coach Herman up at the podium today?
It was kind of vintage Tom Herman, where it was not scripted, and he reacted to questions. Sometimes the questions were a little bit askew. And like the one thing, and I tweeted this, I said, I don't know if Tom is going to win a national title at Texas or not. He might, but it won't be boring. And that was very much, that was, you know, when he gets asked a question that seems like it's a little bit not defined, or maybe too defined, he reacts to it. And so I enjoy that.
And speaking of Bruce Feldman on Twitter, you can follow him at Bruce Feldman CFB. And what do you think some of the keys are for this Texas team this year, Bruce? And maybe not winning a national championship in year one for Tom Herman, but finding more success than Charlie Strong was able to in his time in Austin.
Well, I think when you have all those young players, especially, you know, on the both sides of the ball, really, but I think the offensive line has gotten significantly better when Charlie was there, and I expect that to, you know, continue to do that. I think Todd Orlando is a great addition at running the defense. That was obviously a question for Charlie the whole time. And, you know, you have such a productive running back as they did. How do you replace the production you had from Deontay Foreman? Well, I think some of the ways they're going to be able to do that is because the receivers are so good. I mean, I think Tom, this is actually a better group than what he had when he was at Ohio State, that when they won the national title. So, you know, how much can you burn defenses and stretch the field with that? And also Shane Buechel, I know when I was in Austin this spring, I mean, Tom made a point. He needs him to be much more of a vocal leader and more of a vocal presence, and kind of maybe step outside himself a lot. And that was probably a lot to ask of a true freshman last year, but I think Tom is going to demand that and see whether it's Ellinger or Shane. That has got to be a key piece, because when you look at Tom's quarterbacks, especially in the last 5 years, whether it was Ohio State or at Houston, he really got a great response from those guys, and I think that was big. And he won't accept any less.
Bruce, putting you on the spot here a little bit. You know, last week the preseason Big 12 media poll was released, and Texas was projected to finish fourth behind Oklahoma, who of course has won this league the last 2 years, Oklahoma State and Kansas State. Do you think that's fair going into Tom Herman's first year? Of course, this is a team coming off of a 5-7 season, but on paper, the talent is there to make a little bit of a run this year. Do you think fourth is a good spot to peg Texas for 2017?
I do. I mean, you know what? I would have probably said put West Virginia in there, but their best defensive player, David Long, we reported this last week, he's going to miss at least the first month. He may miss the first 2 months of the season. And for a defense that only had three starters back, now they only have two starters back, especially in that conference, that's a tough ask to have that limited amount of experience on defense. So I could see Texas somewhere. I think they're a fringe top 25 team right now. And obviously, keep an eye on what happens with them when they play USC. I mean, USC has a ton of hype around them. USC has to play a very, very physical Stanford team the week before. And on top of that, look at what Tom Herman's done in the last, you know, couple of years, like when he's played ranked teams, 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a game right there where I don't want to say, you know, my buddy Joe Tess went on the big Texas's back thing last year, but I think that would be a watershed kind of moment there if they can pull that upset. Obviously, they're not going to talk about it now because they've got Maryland, you know, before that and a couple of games before that, but we'll see how it gets to that point.
No doubt about it. Bruce, I want to ask you about the team pegged to finish first in this conference. Of course, the back-to-back defending champions, the Oklahoma Sooners. Of course, the big story, maybe the biggest story in college football this offseason. Out goes Bob Stoops. In comes Lincoln Riley, taking over as the head coach, the youngest head coach in D1 football. You know, what's your first impressions of Lincoln Riley? How did he do at Big 12 Media Days, and what are your expectations for Lincoln Riley and company in 2017?
I thought he did well. I mean, he presents his program really well. He's obviously a very bright guy. He is wise beyond his years, even though he's still only 33. I think what bodes very well for him is he has Baker Mayfield back. He's a fantastic quarterback, and he's also got arguably the best offensive line, not just in the Big 12, but maybe in the country. So, yeah, they lost the running backs. Yeah, they lost D.D. Westbrook. I think they're going to be fine at receiver. I am curious to see what happens with the running back situation. To me, they should be the favorite in this conference. The question is, can they be more than that and can be a legit, you know, playoff threat if and when they get in there? And ultimately on that, I think Mike Stoops' defense has to get better. And that's the million-dollar question with pretty much all these teams in this conference.
Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman joins us right now. You can not only read his stuff on foxsports.com, but he also does an excellent college football podcast with Stuart Mandel as well. Stuart is another person we've had on the show numerous times, and it is some of the best audio that you can listen to regarding college football. So please do check that out and follow him on Twitter at Bruce Feldman CFB. Bruce, Matt Rhule enters his first year in Waco as Baylor's new coach. What are realistic expectations for Bears fans in the 2017 season?
You know, I think if you can get back to the postseason for year one, given, you know, a lot of the challenges that he is walking in on, I think that you look, he's got a couple of quarterbacks. Zach Smith had a promising, you know, year last year. They have good running backs. I think what, just from covering Matt previously at Temple, you know, his teams will be very physical, and I think he was a great hire for a program that needed a lot more stability and a lot, a different kind of outlook. And I just think everything he's about is exactly what they needed. Now, I don't know if that means he's going to be able to get them, you know, back to where they were a top 15 team, like what, you know, they had with Art Briles at that point. But just given how much chaos they've had, I think that's a huge step forward for him, for them, and they needed it. It was just such a big hire for Mac Rhodes, the AD, there to land him.
No doubt about it. Bruce, I want to ask you about one more Big 12 team before we get back to a Texas question or two. The Oklahoma State Cowboys with Mike Gundy there. They've been kind of the trendy pick, of course, picked to finish second by the media, the Big 12 media. But I think a lot of people are jumping on the Cowboys this year, especially with the uncertainty at the head coaching spot with Oklahoma. Of course, the Sooners have kind of been the Pokes' big bugaboo the last few years, but they get that game in Stillwater this season. What are your expectations for Oklahoma State? Is this a team that could potentially win this conference? And do they have an outside chance of maybe making the college football playoff this year?
They do. I mean, their offense should be as explosive as anything in the country. You know, Mason Rudolph is a pro prospect, deservedly so. He's big. He's very bright. He can throw it downfield. They burn people with all those 50-50 balls. You know, James Washington should be an All-American caliber receiver. He's really explosive. And I think that receiving core, I think, is the best in the country, because as good as they were last year, they're going to add back Marcel Aitman. You know, we did a couple of their games 2 years ago. I mean, he's a 6'4", 225-pound, big red zone threat. Tyron Johnson comes from LSU as a former five-star guy, is a make-you-miss guy. I mean, you add that to what they already got, really good running back who had a big freshman year last year. The question for me, again, this is very similar to what it is with Oklahoma, is the defense good enough? And I don't know. Like, I think the personnel at Oklahoma is better than on defense than what it is at Oklahoma State. This year, the Bedlam game is in Stillwater. We did the game last year when it was in Norman. I think that's going to be the challenge. That's why the game is at Oak State, I still lean towards OU, just because I think their O-line is better, and I think because their personnel is just a little better.
Bruce, you not only just cover college football as a whole, and you've come to Austin plenty of times to speak with whoever the coach was at the time, whether it was Mack Brown or Charlie Strong over the last 3 years, Tom Herman now, but you've also covered games on the sidelines for Fox Sports as well. In your opinion, what were the biggest reasons why things didn't work out for Charlie Strong here in Austin?
You know, I think I did three of Charlie's last four games at Texas, including his last one against TCU. So we spent a bunch of time around the program, just as you do, you know, when you're broadcasting a game. I genuinely think those players loved Charlie Strong. I think two things happened. I think it was a pretty immature team, you know, in terms of leadership. And I'm not saying those are bad kids. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But I think they were young. The best players in the program were freshmen and sophomores last year. And I think you add that on to dealing with life in the fishbowl when your coach is on the hot seat, You know, they Charlie had talked about a story when they were at Kansas about all these players are getting an ESPN alert, basically being notified Charlie Strong's probably getting fired. And how do your players respond to that? How does a coaching staff, you know, tamp that down? It's a really tough deal. And so I think what was the hardest thing for him is I think they were almost trying too hard. And ultimately, you know, just weren't settled down. And sometimes when you try too hard, you make a lot of mistakes. And I really think that was ultimately his undoing at the end.
Great stuff from Bruce Feldman of Fox Sports. Follow him on Twitter, at Bruce Feldman, CFB. And Bruce, looking at this year's Texas team, of course, Tom Herman would be seen as a strength by a lot of people. But as far as the on-the-field product, is there a position group that you think sets Texas up well to win somewhere in the 8 to 10 game range?
Yeah, I mean, just from talking to Tom back when I was there, I think it was the, you know, Colin Johnson's this huge, freaky receiver. They have a ton of speed. I would say it's the receiver position. You know, O-line to me has gotten a lot better, but I think receivers-wise, it has a chance to be a real special group. And probably by the end of 2018, I think people will know that because those guys won't be so young anymore. But you have all that speed, and that offense is going to give a lot of people problems because he's so good scheme-wise. And he's really good game planner, and I think we'll probably see that, especially as he's going to add to it. Because I know he's going to recruit well. I just know his, you know, the presences he has and the personality he has. That's gonna take a, you know, you guys have obviously seen some of that, and I think that's going to take on a you know, more of a life of itself as we get into, you know, what they do social media wise, but also when people see it from the games. And if you're, you know, if he can get a big win, whether it's USC or somebody else in the first month, you know, it's going to be like a wildfire spread, I think.
Last thing for Bruce.
People are waiting for Texas to be big again. And I think Tom has the kind of personality where he can kind of flip the switch on that.
Do you have a time frame for when you think that's going to happen?
Would not shock me if it was, you know, when they play USC. Because I think all eyes are going to be on that because you have Heisman guy Sam Darnold. Assuming that USC doesn't stumble against Stanford, and that would kind of take some of the momentum and some of the wind out of that game. But if not, that has a big, you know, a chance to be a flagship game and a showcase game for Texas.
Interesting. Last thing here for Bruce Feldman. We ask all of our guests this, Bruce. We call it 6 degrees of conversation, where we ask you for a recommendation of somebody that you know and particularly love the work they do in the sports world. Who is someone you would recommend that we try and track down as our next guest?
I think you guys should track down Brady Quinn. He really cares a lot about football, and he's my partner on games. He is our analyst. So, but beyond him, because I know Brady's trolling Radio Row right now.
He's going to be on at the top of the hour, too, so thank you for that extra pub.
Yeah, so let's say you get Joe Davis on. He's he's going to be the next big deal play-by-play guy. So
Joe Davis
is busy with Dodger stuff, but he's a former college quarterback, and he is like the prodigy at Fox. He is under 30, and he's now number two college football play-by-play guy, and he does a ton of baseball, and he's the guy who replaced Vin Scully. You don't get bigger shoes than replacing Vin Scully with the Dodgers.
No doubt about that. Bruce Feldman, we really appreciate the work that you do for Fox Sports, and thank you for taking a few minutes to join us to talk Longhorns and Big 12 football.
Always good to talk football, and you know, love Austin. Can't wait to get back there this year.